Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. The last time we talked to tonight's guest, he was getting ready for an event celebrating the 50th anniversary of the death of C.S. Lewis. John Franklin is the director of Imago, which since 1972 has actively promoted and advocated for the arts in Canada. One of the ways Imago has done this is through a regular series of art showcases, with the next one being slated for Wednesday, June 18th. John is on the phone with us tonight from his Toronto office to talk about the upcoming event, and we'll talk to John in a few moments. But first, let's listen to Diamonds from the Ally Matthews from her brand new CD, Tell Me a Story.
You could wound me with a whisper or save me with a smile. I'd love nothing more than to stay for a while. Northern lights glowing and each of us knowing these moments are diamonds now. So tell me story, sing me a tune, sit with me now in the light of the moon. We could outlive our own lives if we give it our best, holding it all, holding it close to the chest. Let the time pass. The cool winds are coming, so slow down your run. And these moments are diamonds now. So tell me a story, sing me a tune, sit with me now in the light of. We give it our best, holding it all, holding it close to the chest.
And now to our conversation with John Franklin. Good evening, John.
Yes, good evening, Robert.
Now, the last time you and I talked, you were preparing an evening for with C.S. Lewis, and that was last November. How did that event go?
It was called Remembering C.S. Lewis. Are you there?
Yep.
Oh, good. I'm sorry. Moment. Remembering C.S. Lewis, and yes, we had a very good turnout. There's still a high and energetic interest in Lewis and all that he's contributed. And it was a very successful evening at Trinity College at the University of Toronto.
Now, what have you been doing since then?
Well, my work with Imago has continued as I've met with artists. I actually took a little bit of time early in the year to do some reading and research. You know, when you're busy all the time, the nurturing of the soul, the spirit, the mind sometimes gets short shrift. You leave it behind. So I took some time early this year to do some reading. But since then, also, I have I've just returned from a trip out to Turkey with a mission organization, World Evangelical Alliance Mission Commission, where I serve as the coordinator of the Task Force on Arts and Mission, and about 200 mission leaders gathered from 48 countries.
Well, you know, sometimes we get kind of siloed in our own little areas, and we kind of forget that there's a whole lot of things going on around us. What were some of the things that you picked up out of that trip to Turkey about what's happening with arts and that whole intersection of faith, arts, and culture?
Well, there's a huge amount going on, although there's a long, long way to go. But one of the areas that's vibrant is what they call ethno-doxology, which is around worship and the drawing in of your own particular culture, whether it's Indonesian or whether it's Turkish or Tibetan or whatever it may be, you draw in the resources of your own culture in terms of the instrumentation, the dance, the music, and you bring that into the worship context of the church. And I suppose it fits with the title of the document we did some years ago with Lausanne called Redeeming the Arts. So there's a kind of redemption that goes on there as they take their own cultural resources for the opportunity to worship.
Well, looking at what's been happening in Canada with arts and faith and that, how is Canada in comparison to where things are in the rest of the world?
Well, there isn't, I think, the vibrancy that there is, for example, in Europe. There's a lot going on in Europe amongst Christians in the arts. But in Canada, I think two things are a bit of a challenge for us: a smaller population and a very, very large country. And so the links are not so easy. I mean, you can hop on a train and go two countries down the road in Europe and go to an arts conference, whereas that's a lot more difficult in the Canadian scene. And I think that art is much more a part of the fabric of European culture, for example, and indeed of many of the majority world cultures than it is of what we find here in North America. Art is often an add-on here, whereas it's part of the fabric in places like Europe and in the majority world cultures.
Well, and I think, too, part of that, especially in Europe, is I think it's got a lot longer history.
It does.
Because, I mean, you go back to the classics and some of the things that were going on, you know, centuries and centuries ago, and Canada's still relatively young in terms of country, in terms of age as a country.
Yeah, and of course, Europe is is deeply secularized at this point, but there's I think the voice of the artists and the arts is emerging a lot in the Christian communities in Europe, a lot, which is a good thing. And it's certainly happening here in Canada as well, but there's a long way to go, but we rejoice in what's happening.
Yeah. Are there lessons to be learned from going to something like that conference that can be applied to what's happening here in Canada?
Well, I'm not sure how to answer that, Robert, but I think one of the lessons is that you just keep at it. That is, you connect with people, you operate at a relational level, provide opportunities, and I think there's a real hunger amongst artists particularly to have places to meet others of like mind in terms of their creativity and imagination, and like mind in terms of their faith. And I think really what one learns or is reminded of is that we need more and more opportunities for that kind of thing.
Well, just want to, you know, sort of do a quick synopsis. I mean, there may be people that haven't heard our conversations before and don't really know what Imago is or does. Can you sort of do that Reader's Digest version of what?
Yeah, well, the short version is that often that people of faith, Christians, they're marginalized by the church because of their art, and marginalized by the culture because of their faith. And what Imago was created for back in 1972 was to affirm the Christian artists both in terms of their artistic gift and in terms of their faith, and to say, here's a place that we want to be supportive. It's a place where you can belong and feel safe with respect to both your faith and your art. And I've had, over the years, I've had some artists say to me, you know, I've been an artist, and they've said, 30 years or 20 years, and this is the first time I've had a conversation with other artists where I can be open and honest about my faith and not be tense about it at all, that it'll be accepted.
And I know one of the things Imago does, too, is work with artists in different projects and that. What are some of the projects you've got going on with some of the different artists out there?
Well, we have a storytelling project that is underway where there's a storyteller that is trying to help children particularly, but also high school students to enter into story more. And that's, I think, a hugely important area. That's a fairly new project. The jazz artist Lila Bialy has recently done a fundraiser for her project, her CD, here in Toronto. we're continuing to try to be supportive of what Lila does. Mike Jansen has just finished a project under Imago, and I'm trying to think of some others that are more recent. But yeah, there's a lot going on. I was just at the provincial prayer breakfast, and Trevor Dick was playing, and Flying Bow Ministries was launched under Imago a few years ago as well. So there's a lot going on.
Well, what I want to do now is take a really quick break, and then we're going to continue our conversation with Imago director John Franklin and talk about the upcoming Imago Showcase event. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Connection. You've been listening to the It's All Good from Tell Me a Story, the latest CD by Stratford, Ontario singer-songwriter Ali Matthews. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with John Franklin from Imago. John, where did this whole idea of these artist showcases come from, and when did you start doing them?
It's something I think that I just decided to do. I've been with Imago 15, I suppose it's going to be 17 years, actually, this June. And I just decided to begin to develop these, where it creates an opportunity for the artists to meet one another, for an audience who maybe knows one or two of the artists to meet and hear the work of other artists. And what I do at these events is to include a variety of the arts. We always have a visual artist. We'll always have music, and sometimes we have drama, sometimes we have dance, poetry, reading from maybe creative writing that someone has done, film. So I really try to help people to, the audience, the Imago audience, to be aware of the kinds of things that are going on and the incredible talent that is around us, in this case, in the Greater Toronto Area.
Well, who are some of the people you mentioned that you always have an artist, a visual artist, you have musicians, you have writers. Who are some of the people that you've featured in the past at these?
Well, Phil Irish has been there. Heidi Brennan, who's a sculptor, has been featured. I've had Lynn McElvright Evans featured. These are visual artists. Is that what you're asking, or do you mean others?
And others as well.
Oh, Paul Neufeldt on piano. I've of course, Mike Jansen, we've had on a few occasions. Peter Tigelar, who's a wonderful musician on what we call small instruments, either like a troubadour from Hamilton, Ontario, has performed. It's a very long list over 15 years. We can have maybe 6 or 7 artists of an evening.
Right.
And well, I have really worked not to have too much repetition.
Mm-hmm. Now, who's taking place in the next event right now?
Well, the next event, they're new people. Not everyone, but one is Greg Hines. A book came out a couple of years ago, Robert, called Hip Hop Redemption, Finding God in the Rhythm and the Rhyme. It's a Baker publication, and hip-hop isn't a genre that I listen to a lot, but I'm interested in the presence of hip-hop, the power of hip-hop, and the fact that there are many Christians who are interested in it. So Greg Hines has a dance school, and we're having some folks from that dance school who are going to do some hip-hop stuff, both music and dance. So that's one part of the performance. Another is Dwayne Forrest, who is an extraordinary singer-songwriter, very low-key in many ways, but I went to hear him at a major hotel here in Toronto where he was singing, and both my wife and I found his work quite compelling. And he's going to be singing and some of his own work at the Imago event on June the 18th. So that's another one. And then Calvin Sierfeldt. Cal, who is a very seasoned scholar, they've just published 6 volumes of his occasional essays and lectures. And Cal is going to take a few minutes just to tell us a little bit about that project.
And I think the thing about Calvin Sierfeldt is the fact that he, along with Hans Rookmaker and yourself, are some of the people that have been very key in helping Christians who are involved in the arts to understand that there's value in what they do, as well as helping the church and congregations understand that here's a way of expression of the gospel that you could very well easily use as well.
That's right, yeah. Well, Cal's work, it's been around the globe, and both in his writings and in his speaking, it's extraordinary the work that Cal has done. And you may or may not know this, that he's also a hymn writer. And he's published a book on the Psalms as well. So, it was one of the Psalms. He's done some of his own translations and set one of the Psalms to blues music. So Cal is not just an academic in the sense that he does the theoretical stuff in aesthetics, but he also has some wonderful resourcefulness in terms of the practicalities of art.
Now, is there, you mentioned Gregory Hines, you mentioned Dwayne Forrest and Calvin Sierfeldt. Is there anybody else taking part?
One other person is Wilhelmina Kennedy. I've known Wilhelmina for a number of years. She is a very fine artist, and she has recently had a trip to Florence and been very influenced by the church at St. Lorenz. And her way of thinking about things is bringing together geometry and religious experience. And this, of course, was very much a Renaissance thing, the orderliness and proportion of things. And she's going to talk about some of her artwork and bring some of her artwork with her as well. She'll be part of that evening.
Looking at this and the fact that you've been doing these for so many years and that, how do you sort of choose who you hope to take part in these things?
Well, it's not just a head thing. It's a kind of a, it happens in the gut in some way, in the heart and the emotions. I think what would go with what, and what would be interesting and what would the Imago audience maybe not know much about and might like to learn something about it. And I do like always to keep an element of surprise. So when people come to Imago Evening, and this is what people say to me, well, we know it's going to be good, but we're not sure what we're going to get. And there's often some really interesting surprises, and I like to try to have that happen because, well, if I may put it this way, I think the gospel is brings surprises in life as well, things that we don't expect, and they happen, and we're blessed by them. So that's the kind of thing I like to see happen at an Imago Evening mm-hmm. through the arts.
Well, in looking at that, what are you hoping as people are walking out the door that they're discussing, that they're taking away with them?
I'm hoping that they're going to say, I need to hear more of this. I'd like to meet this artist. I'd like to bring these people into my faith circle at the church. I'd like to have further conversation with them. I'd like to go and see them perform. That's the kind of thing I'm hoping that people will do when they walk out the door. And they will feel inspired and blessed and say, you know, I really maybe need to stretch my own imagination a little more. This has been really inspiring. And that's what many artists have said to me, that they come to an Imago evening, and I'm frankly a little surprised, excuse me, that they say that they find it so inspiring, even though they may be a visual artist and they're listening to musicians, or they're a musician and they're hearing a visual artist, they somehow are inspired by the creativity.
So there's that whole aspect of inspiration amongst everybody that goes.
I think so. I think very much so, and I think that's part of what the arts are there to move us inwardly, like our emotion. I mean, it's not. Sometimes our faith can get so much into our head that we're not motivated enough. But I think to move the feelings, the emotion, is hugely important in terms of the faith journey, and that's one of the things I hope will happen. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to take one final break, and then we'll come back and finish our conversation with Imago director John Franklin. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Well, I'm worn like the soles of my old sneakers, and I'm sad like the words in a goodbye song. Oh, I've been spent like my last dollar, and just like yesterday, I'm gone. Oh, I got bit by the crazy love bug, and I fell like a fool, and my heart got stuck. Now I'm lost in a maze of indecision, to run away or stay and trust my luck. Oh, I guess you never know.
Sometimes I just don't. Chalk it up to one more lesson learned. Yeah, I sure could use some wisdom.
It's just my cynicism.
Hold on and let it go.
Don't wanna let it go.
It's just the mystery of love. I'm twisting, I'm turning. Back home.
back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to The Switchback Heart from Allie Matthews' new CD, Tell Me a Story. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with John Franklin from Imago. After the event on June 18th, what's next for Imago?
Well, I'm looking at the possibility of bringing in a lecturer. I can't name the person to this point because I don't I don't have it firm. But I'm hoping to do a couple of lectures, have a couple of lecturers come in the coming year, possibly this fall and again in the spring. I felt that the C.S. Lewis thing went so very, very well. I'm wanting to do more of that kind of thing. I have in mind someone, and again, I won't name them, but who has written fantasy and also is a film critic. Some people in your audience may be able to guess who that is because there's not a lot of people who've done both. But mm-hmm. Anyway, I've been in conversation with him, and we're looking at the possibility of him coming. So,
okay.
And, of course, new projects keep coming down the line for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the date, time, and location of the upcoming event?
That's great, Robert. Yes, the date is Wednesday. I underline that because we always have Imago evenings on Thursday, but this one is Wednesday, June the 18th, and it's at Enoch Turner Schoolhouse, Parliament and King area in Toronto, and it's at 7:30.
And if someone's interested in that and wants to learn more about it and even learn more about Imago, how can they do that?
They can go to the website at www.imago-arts.org. And we haven't got a lot up there on the event as yet. I've been away 2 weeks, but we're hoping to have something up in the next mm-hmm. couple of days.
Good. Well, John, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thanking to my guest, John Franklin. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at www.selawministries, that's selawministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries, email robert@selawministries.ca or follow us on Twitter at Selaw13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.